time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, this is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
We back. Yeah. Black History Year.
Yes, sir.
Fourth quarter.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Closing up strong, you know?
Yes, sir.
Ah, shit. Yeah, man. How you doing, man? What's good with you?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Man, I can't complain. I'm chilling, actually. I'm doing all right. Good, man. Had a good night's sleep and shit for the first time in a long time.
What was the difference?
What was the difference? I think I kind of allowed myself to settle down. Like, I didn't have a whole lot of shit to do. Mm-hmm. I had a spot, but it was early enough to where I could get back at a nice time. It wasn't a lot of... I didn't jump into, like, you know, sometimes I'll just start watching all types of shit, or I don't, like, recognize, like, I got home early enough, and I was tired from, I guess, not having a bunch of, I was doing a lot this week, so I was tired a little bit, so that helped. And I was just like, you know what, I was reading this book, too, so I noticed if I read, like, if I go to bed, like, if I lay down and I read, and I don't turn the TV on, it's a lot easier for me to kind of just, like, settle down or power down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because if I got the TV on, or I got the TV on with the laptop, then it's a whole lot of stimuli. And then, you know what I'm saying? Hours will go by, and then sometimes I'll see, oh, damn, it's late. I already kind of passed the window to where I should have went to sleep. I kind of lean in a little bit, you know what I mean? I'm like, well, fuck it, let's ride out. You know how it go. You know how, like, when you get drunk, you start getting a little, almost beyond tipsy, and you're like, well, fuck it, let's go all out. You know what I'm saying? It's that type of thinking. And, I kind of went to sleep at a good hour, and then I slept all the way through. I woke up, I was like, damn, I got some hours in. This shit was all right, you know?
Nice,
and then I had, you know, it felt good, felt settled. Yeah. I don't know if I'm gonna do that again. I hope I'm gonna try. I'm gonna see this what. I'm gonna see. I mean, it depends on my schedule. My schedule for the next 2 days is pretty good, but we'll see. I said there's something about it that may, you know, I don't know. I don't know exactly what it is. It's still a little bit of FOMO, and I'm not missing nothing. Anything that I'm missing, I could catch the next day. If it's TV, if it's some shit on the internet, all of this stuff is, none of this is really like appointment based. You know what I'm saying? But it's just creating that new habit. So we will see. We will see. We'll see about it tonight. You know, we'll see how it goes. Yeah. Right. How you doing though, man? Yeah. What's up with you?
I mean, nigga. I thought I had the COVID.
That's what's up with me. man, well, what made you think that? Talk to me.
Well, you know, I've been doing these homecomings and shit, right? You know what I'm saying? There's been a lot of butt naked faces in the places that I've been, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, well, I'll be at a good time. There was that, you know, I know COVID around here somewhere, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I got back from FAMU, and and then it was a little sore throat, you know what I mean? Just a little scratchy. You know, it was like the horse. It was like the horse throat, you know. But that's typical after a big event, big weekend outside, you know, loud music and stuff. You know, giving a lot of instructions here and there, doing more talking than you've done in the last 2 years, because you ain't been doing much talking the last 2 years. You know what I'm saying? So... you know, obviously, it's just the most people I've been around in the last 2 years, year and a half, whatever it is. So, you know, it had the little sore throat action going on. You know, that's a few days. And then for me, you know, colds and sickness usually, you know what I'm saying, that's a 2-3 day tops, you know what I'm saying? And I don't get sick often at all. So that might be once in a year and a half, you might catch a little cold or something. So, you know... after 3 days, it was a little concerning. Then that shit turned into a cough. You know what I'm saying? Like a night cough. You know what I mean? Trying to go to bed. First, it was like the tickle kind. It'd be like, that shit be having you like, you be trying to hold it back. One of them damn Winnie the Pooh ass coughs.
Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, but then, you know, it won't stop. You can't control it and shit. Like, ah, shit. Then it's hard to get to sleep because, you know, you got the cough. So then, you know, day three of the cough, I'm at North Carolina Central. I'm in another homecoming. So now I got my, I'm masked up. I'm more conscious of my mask, but I'm trying not to let the cough out in front of the people. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? You rolling with your crew and you like, you know what I'm saying? Hard swallowing, trying to, you know what I mean? Trying to get my thing together. And so, boom, you know, it really is cool during the day. Then at night is when it start acting up, when you just, like, you know, seem like the sun go down. I don't know what it is. I don't know if when the melatonin kick in, that's when the cough kick in. I don't know.
But COVID after dark.
Yeah, COVID after dark shit. You know what I mean? So, so, you know, during that day, 2 days I was there, it was kind of like, okay, this shit is acting like it don't want to go away. You know what I'm saying? So I go back to New York. And then I know I got a trip to Atlanta. As soon as I come in that night in New York and I leave in the morning to Atlanta. But my cough was acting crazy by the time I got back to New York. I'm like, oh, Lord.
Daytime and nighttime now?
No, this is at night. This evening. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, Lord. So, nigga, I'm just chilling, you know what I'm saying? Boom, yo, I went to get something to drink. And then I'm like, wait a minute, something's weird. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. Can I not smell?
Oh, shit.
Am I tripping? Uh-oh. Can I not smell? So I'm like, wait a minute. So I go to my cologne. I can't smell it. I'm like, oh, COVID, is that you?
Oh, they got me.
I'm like, oh, snap. So I push my flight back because I don't want to get on the plane with the COVID at 6 in the morning. So now I'm like, shit, let me go take a test. So I, you know, pushed my flight back and I went and took a test. And so came back negative. I'm like,
phew. Where'd you get the test at? You went and bought a test, or you went to
a little, you know, on Fulton Street, they got the free COVID test. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. I don't know if it's the feds or whatever, but they got me anyway. They got me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they got your DNA.
Yeah. So, you know, I already got the clear. They got my eyes, they got my DNA. You know. It's fucked up. So anyway. So I'm good. I'm negative. So I'm like, phew, I ain't killed my whole crew. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what running through your mind. Like, damn, I'm getting all these pictures. I'm getting all these pictures from the last weekend. We all crewed up in the group shot. I'm like, damn, I'm the nigga in the shot that's gonna get everybody COVID. But I'm happy I made it out negative. So.
That's good.
My smell came back the next morning, so it was all
good. Yeah, it was probably psychosomatic then.
Yeah, man.
That's nervous, dude. That's a nervous thing. I went out this weekend. I bought a at home COVID test. You know what I'm saying? I got a little joint. I haven't used it yet because I haven't been feeling COVID-y. You know what I'm saying? Just yet. But it's good to know I got it on deck. You know what I mean? Like, I copped it from the little Dwayne Reed. I had to go to a couple because them shit's been selling out. So I got a COVID test just because. Because every so often, especially, you know, and I don't know if it's just anxiety or psychosomatic. But, yeah, like, when you're around a lot of people, in the moment it's good. And even in the moment, you kind of know, like, you know. I hope everybody cool here. Nobody really asked for vaccination when I walked in this spot. You know, I'm taking everybody at their word. I hope it's cool. I got my mask off. I'm speaking to people. You know what I'm saying? And in the moment it's cool, but after dark, when it's that quiet reflection, and that throat gets scratchy, or it might be a couple coughs, you like, ah, shit. And the thing about this COVID, you know, this little, the at-home COVID test is there's no bedside manner. You know, there's no, you know, there's no, sorry, Mr. Lemon, unfortunately, it seems that you have COVID, but, you know, we have a plan. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just going to be me berating myself in my medicine cabinet mirror. Talking about, nigga, you should have wore your mask. And see, that shit serve you right. Now, this is what you get, you know. But other than that, man, you know, it is what it is. But it's good to know that, like, if I need to find out, I could find out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I haven't, you know, so we'll see. We'll see. But, yeah, man, it's a crazy time. And people are still, you know, people are still popping up. You know, people are still kind of. Yeah. Hasn't, you know. But it's like, you got to live. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? We're going to just sit in this limbo? It's really, it's really some, red light, green light type shit, you know? Like some Squid Games type shit, you know what I'm saying? Like move at your own risk, you know what I mean? Don't be too shaky. You might get a headshot. But, you know what I mean? It is what it is. Ah, shit. Well, good to know. Good to know you didn't catch the vid, you know what I'm saying? Because that, yeah, that'd have been whack. That'd have been a bad one. That'd have been a bad one, yeah. And then you'd have had to blame FAMU, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It was just a weird psychological thing the whole time. You're like, Lord.
Yeah.
You know, because, again, I don't really get sick like that, you know what I mean? So,
right.
And it wasn't like I was feeling bad all day. It's just that cough at the night. Right. Like, damn, nigga, I got a cough, nigga. I don't know the last time I had a cough. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I thought it was like a child with a
really?
Cough.
Really? Damn,
yeah,
like that?
Like a cough? Like a...
Wow, you're a bad motherfucker.
Man, I ain't saying I'm a bad motherfucker. It's just that's something, you know what I'm saying, that don't usually happen. Even if I get like a cold or something like that, even like, you know what I mean, like a bad cold, it don't have a cough with it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, I hear you.
You know what I mean, it's just like, you know, I don't really, you know, even getting fucked up, I don't really vomit. You know, I guess my, you know, my mouth throat thing, like, nah, dog, you keep that going the other way, man. So I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So the cough, it is creeping up on me. I'm talking about it. Like, yeah, nigga. Yeah, I'm still hit on high light now.
Yeah, nigga. Welcome to the podcast. Yeah.
let me introduce myself.
Right. I know when I was smoking weed, like, you know, like heavy or whatever, I caught for a bit. I had a smoker's cough, and that shit was not sexy. I didn't like that shit at all, because it was one of those, it would just come out of nowhere. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And this was pretty much pre-COVID. Like, I stopped in the middle of COVID, but, you know, like, when you're around motherfuckers, this is before the COVID judgment of the cough, but still... Mm-hmm. Multiple coughs in a row will still get you looked at. You know what I mean? Like, or at least arouse some type of concern. You know what I mean? And then, especially when it's like, yo, because if you got a smoker's cough, that's you know, like, because you're not sick. You know what I mean? People are like, yo, you all right? Yeah, nah, I'm good. I'm good. Right? You good? You sick? Nah. And you in your mind, like, damn, nigga, this might be a smoker's. This is, I don't want this. This is not a good look.
Right.
You know, so yeah. Shout out to the smokers though. Yeah, man, but shit, that's crazy. You hadn't had a cough since being a kid. Wow.
Yeah, not like this. Like, I never had a cough like this. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like a crazy, just like a nighttime, it's one of them can't control it coughs. You know, I've coughed, but I ain't had no real, you know, situation.
Right. So well, good. Good, you're back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It subsided. You know what I'm saying? When the negative test came back, I felt a little better about myself.
Right. That clarity. All you need is some closure. That's all you need. Motherfucker feel great after that. Know that, you know. Yeah. But, that's what's up.
So that was what was going on with the kid.
Yeah. How was which homecoming did you go to? You said North Carolina?
North Carolina Central University.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting because I've only been there once and it wasn't a homecoming. I think it was a spring we went there.
Okay.
And that might have been 2006, mm-hmm. right? And, man, that place is nothing like it used to look. This shit is all brand new. They built that school up so much. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, they building out there. So, you know, it was a pleasant surprise because, you know, I've been to homecomings, but I've never been to theirs, so I didn't know what to expect. You know what I'm saying? Right, sometimes right. You know, I'd be like, I don't know what they about to do out here. But, you know, they had a respectable homecoming. They actually, you know what I'm saying? It's different than a lot of other ones. Uh-huh. But it's cool. I like how they do it. I like they set up, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Especially like on game day and they tailgate set up. Mm-hmm. It's a, you know what I'm saying, it's a nice little vibe to it, how they got it set up. Mm-hmm. You know, some places you go in homecoming, it's packed. Thursday is traffic. Friday, you know, it's going crazy. Theirs is, you know what I'm saying, it's not like the traffic ain't crazy like that. But it's people there, and they having their way. They having a good time. Right. You know, it seemed like they got a lot of school pride because, you know, everybody wore the colors. You know what I'm saying? You was hard-pressed to see somebody that didn't have on that burgundy. Okay. So, you know, that said something like, okay, everybody, they get into it, you know. So it was a good time, you know what I'm saying? It was a good time. We went to the step show. I ain't been to a step show in forever. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? So that was cool. They Deltas turned it out. You know what I'm saying? It's funny because now the new step shows, everybody has a multimedia production in the background going. You know?
Oh, really? Like a screen?
Like a screen and a whole film. You know, intro film and a transition film. And I'm like, okay, he's doing a lot of video production out here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This kid's getting creative. Now the sound systems just got to keep up with the pitches.
Yeah.
You know, you had a picture, but you can't understand nothing that shit's saying. Like, hey, what?
Yeah. You don't want a little Dirk moment. You seen little Dirk at Howard, like, man, this sound system is bogus as hell. And he got off stage early. He was tight about that. Yeah,
oh, that's why he got off, because the sound
was
right.
That, well, that's what he said. Yeah, he said that. It seemed like the crowd was feeling him, so I'm going to say, yeah, it must have been the sound, because he got off kind of like, man, fuck that.
Yeah, it'd be like that, man, because, you know, these places, they not producing shows every day.
Right.
Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? It's like they come in once a year, they produce their show. And then you know how it is. Sometimes somebody want to cut a corner, and it'd be the wrong corner to cut, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we need the monitors at the front of the stage that was in the rider. Man, fuck that rider. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, we ain't got that.
And then you end up with what you end up with, you know?
I think our last time I went to, we did a yard fest at Central, probably 05, 06, something like that. Mm-hmm. Probably the once and only time we did that shit. It was cool. It was like, because I know we did a couple different schools that year. We did Southern as well. And I know mm-hmm. for sure Southern was like a commuter school. I mm-hmm. want to say there might have been a little, I don't know if they were commuter at Central, but it was definitely, to your point, it wasn't as, like, it didn't seem that, it was there, you know what I mean? But it was very centralized. It was kind of like, and no mm-hmm. pun intended, but it was like a little square type of area where they had it, which I was a little concerned about because it was between buildings and I didn't know how it was going to sound with the speakers and shit like that. But it all turned out pretty good, man. We had Bismarcky, actually. He would DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda Seals hosted. We had Lil Brother. I was excited about that because I was like, that's fire to have Lil Brother, you know, in North Carolina.
Central.
That's Central. I think that's where they
were. Yeah, that's where they're at. Yeah, that's
you know, so that was that. Ghostface, Jewels. It was a few people. I still remember that.
Yeah, you went to Tuskegee that year, too.
Yeah, I went to Tuskegee that year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Old Tuskegee. Yeah, man. But, that's cool, though. Shout out to Central. Shout out to Central, you know.
Yeah, but they growing, man. They done built that shit up.
That's what I say, man. I think, like, you know, that's the testament to your college doing well. The more unfamiliar that shit looks when you come back for homecoming, the better. That means it's going, you know, it's going in the right direction. If you come back 10, 15 years, 20 years later, that shit look just the same. Uh-oh. What's going on? Alumni ain't been kicking in. What is the problem? Yeah, so shout out to progress.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The that chancellor was cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We when we blow down on him with the cameras, he went, you know, tripping. He was like, all right, well, this, let's do it. Let's make us look good, you know?
All right, dope,
like,
dope.
That's the spirit, yeah. You know?
Yeah, embrace that shit, yeah.
Yeah, the fly suite, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, you know how some, like, big stadiums had the suites up top, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They don't have a big stadium. They got a small stadium, but they built like a suite down on the ground, like, you know, saying in the corner of the end zone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you got two stories upstairs, outside, and downstairs, inside with the AC. Then, you know, doing what presidents do, entertaining. Mm-hmm. You know what Austin. I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
It was a good time.
That sounds cool. Did they win?
I don't know. I left at halftime.
Oh, okay.
Right. I left after halftime.
Okay.
That's when I was on my flight back, worried with my COVID status.
Right.
Got the hell on out of there. Let me get out of
here. Yeah.
I've had enough.
Yeah. Am I in the fourth quarter? Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Oh, shit, man. I got that Will Smith book today in the mail. Curious to check. I'm like laughing
because the presentation of what you just. I got that Will Smith in the mail.
Yeah,
and then
he's
like,
that.
Oh man, let me check it out, brother. You got to get your own.
Right. No, my brother. Yeah, man. I'm excited to check this shit out, man. I fuck with Will Smith. I mean, even in the midst of all of this, I won't say the unraveling, but this is probably the most that he's ever kind of. Been scrutinized, you know, this whole thing with everything that's been going on with him. But from what I understand, like, this is supposed to be a good book, you know. Mm-hmm. Oprah said, and this is the thing. I had a conversation with somebody last night at the show, and I was saying, you know, I'm excited to read this book for a couple reasons. One, you know, over the few years, Will has been kind of way more transparent. We've talked about that, like, a little bit more, less... You know, just kind of let his guard down a little bit because Will Smith is arguably one of the biggest A-list stars, right? And those type of people don't really give you too much insight on what's going on in their world, especially, you know, I mean, at the midpoint of their career. You know what I'm saying? Like, this cat still has a lot more to do. So, you know, a friend of mine was like, yeah, but you know, them type of Illuminati type stars, they only going to give you but so much, da-da-da-da-da, you know, just kind of, you know, maintain your expectations or whatever. While that might be true, I think as of, you know, for a while, his press things, it just seemed a little bit more like introspective, you know, like I don't need no real salacious shit, but I wouldn't mind getting some behind the scenes insight or some moments of, you know what I mean, of doubt, struggle or reflection or whatever. And I'm good, you know. And then Oprah said, and I don't know if this is just an alley-oop for him to be on the New York Times bestseller list. Not that he would need it. But Oprah said, yo, this is the best memoir she has ever read. So I'm like, well, shit, you know. I think the kid is a super good storyteller. He's funny. You know what I'm saying? I've appreciated a lot of shit that he shared so far. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to this shit. So it just came out today. I got it in the mail today. So that was kind of cool. And then what I was reading last night, I got this... this David Chang book. David Chang's a chef, owner of Momofuku. He, you know what I'm saying? He's got a couple shows, show on Netflix, show on Hulu, you know what I mean, about, like, chef culture. He did it with this other chef, cook, I don't know, sometimes it'd be different, Priya Kushner, who was on, like, first seen her on like the Bon Appetit video stuff. But anyway, it's a book about cooking at home, but cooking at home in a way to where like you don't need recipes to cook at home. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's one of those things that seems like, you know, simple but profound in the same thing because, and I don't think I'm the only type of person, but like, you know, I was around people that cooked, you know what I mean? Not a whole lot. Like, I wasn't in the kitchen watching anybody cook. I knew, you know, my mom's was an okay cook. My grandmother, my grandfather was a good cook. He was like a chef at one point. He was a good cook. Mm-hmm. Grandmother could whip. My grandmother's whip up game was crazy. She, you know, that's that old school where it's like, I got something in the freezer, da 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 da, and they whip up some fly shit, right? Mm-hmm. And but when I came to cooking, it was a lot of like reading recipes and going to the recipe. And it was funny because I had over, you know, at least over this past pandemic, you know, the cooking ramped up. But I was starting to hear, you know, I heard somebody talking about like, you know, like you would hear certain people say, yeah, I never look at a recipe book. I kind of just, I cook by feel. I cook by taste. I cook by, you know what I'm saying? Is there's a little bit more freedom in that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I think for me, and again, like I've seen other people, but like for me, there's this desire to get the recipe right. Even on my chicken, my curry chicken journey. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, what is the code? You know what I'm saying? Where it's like, you could create your own code. This is create, you know what I'm saying? If you not, you know, and it's funny, like the shit that they talking about in the book, they're like, dog, if you're not cooking for a fucking restaurant, you're not cooking for people that are paying to eat there, like, you know, or you're not cooking authentic, whatever the cuisine is, you know, you take liberties, you know what I'm saying? And don't worry about failing. And it's funny because in other shit, you know, like I try to give myself liberty, but in this, it'd be real rank thin. I'll be trying to cook some shit and I might realize, oh, damn, I don't got this fucking ingredient. Do I got enough time to run to the supermarket to grab this specific ass ingredient? And then they like, man, you don't need that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? You don't, if you ain't got this, you can use that, you know? And it's like, it's freeing a little bit. It's like, oh shit, you know what? Fuck it. Yeah, let me just enjoy myself. You know, they call that, they say when you cook it with a recipe, and then they got like in the book, there's like, you know, their own accounts and, you know, their own insight as chefs, you know what I mean, how they see the game. But then they also got like food scientists talking about shit or actual scientists. And there was mm-hmm. this neurologist saying like, when you cook using a recipe, they call that convergent thinking, where it's like you just focused in one direction and like it's kind of almost myopic the way you looking at shit, whereas when you just mm-hmm. cooking by taste, the shit is divergent and it just opens the world up to you, kind of, you know what, let me throw that in there, and then you might stumble upon something where it's like, oh, that's even better, you know, whereas I would have mm-hmm. never considered that. Plus, you also got to think, whoever created the recipe, you're trusting their taste buds. You trust in their palate. You know what I mean? Like, if you, and I never really thought about that either. You trust in whoever's palate that created that. And oftentimes, a lot of these recipe books is by people who palate might need a little more salt. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. So, yeah, you playing, you just doing covers. You know what I'm saying? Go in there, play your own record, man. Create your own sound. So, yeah, so that's what I'm on right now. I'm enjoying the book so far. It definitely feels like it might have unlocked something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. So that's what I was reading that kind of brought me some, settled me last night. But go ahead, what you about to say?
The Will Smith book.
No, I just got the Will Smith book today. I did,
oh, you just got it. Okay.
Yeah.
But you're about to start that Will Smith book.
I'm going to start that Will Smith book in a few. Yeah. As soon as I get through this other one. Yeah, so it should be cool.
Nah. I was just checking in on you know, you started off by talking about Will Smith. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you went into the other book. But, mm-hmm. You know, you'd say Oprah said that it was her favorite memoir
of all
ever.
Time. Yeah, which is a, if it's for real, that's a hell of a statement, because, you know, Oprah got the book club. Oprah's read way more books than I've read, you know what I mean? And
exactly.
If it's real, and I hope it's real, because I feel like Oprah at that point in her life, well, she don't got to really say no shit that she don't believe.
Yeah, but, you know, she could do it for her friends now. I mean,
right, you know. But you ain't got to go that deep in the hyperbole bag.
I mean, what y'all going to do?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. If she did go that far. You know what I'm saying? Shit, go read the motherfucker and leave me alone.
Right.
Like y'all read everybody else's book. Y'all read all these other books I told you to read. Go on here and read my friend book. Well, he doing his thing. He need a break these days. Shit.
Yeah, man.
Y'all going hard on this man, even though none of that really matters.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? What did he do? You know what I mean? Other than, you know, have the type of relationship that they had that they always been talking about. Now it's just some details. So, man been living this life. It ain't like this new, some new shit happened. He just found out some stuff and you know what I mean? Some stuff was released on him. It's just, you know, this man been, he been living, he ain't like he ain't know about none of that shit. He knew about it. He lived it. So, that's life. It's like all of us going through our shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know what I mean?
It's nobody's business, really, honestly. Man, you know?
Right, you know. Everybody come, listen to the pod, go to your show. Ain't nobody, you know what I mean, tripping. It's just when you at that level and the machine, everybody needs something to talk about every day. You know what I'm saying? That phone needs something to talk about. And everybody got that phone in the pocket. So, you know, it's that thing. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to, the other morning, my phone rang. With the Ghetto News Network.
Okay, what they talking about?
And you know, it was my cousin calling. You know, this guy that went to the West, which is Northwestern in Miami, got killed. And to me, like, he's like the real life Cochise. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Verdell. You know what I'm saying? He was, you know, star basketball player. At a time where the starting five was like him, his brother, their cousin Bambi, you know what I'm saying? And two other cats that basically damn near live with them. So it was like one little crew of people that was the starting five that basically controlled that basketball team. And then they was all like, they all hung out. Like Verdell, he was the oldest, like he was the leader. So, you know what I'm saying? He's the older one by like 1 year. But real smooth looking, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't a prototypical Miami looking cat, but he was everywhere. He was Miami though, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't, you know what I'm saying? He was the prototypical, like, cool nigga, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're gonna catch him in every party, every club. Like, we was young niggas, we was 10th grade, he might have been 11th, 12th. But when we get in the club, he playing that shit like he grown as grown. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, this nigga grown. He over there talking to a grown-ass woman. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He linked in, like, you know what I mean? Like, he know what he doing. So he was always a famous, you know, famous player. You know what I'm saying? And he got killed the other night.
Right.
So my phone was ringing with that shit. You know what I'm saying? So it was a lot of, you know, a lot going on with that. But, you know what I'm saying? I just want to say shout out to that man. Well, you know, give my condolences to his fam. Shout out to Bam, Brown, and all, you know what I'm saying, everybody from that crew. You know what I mean? So, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, for real, like a Coolie High Cochise. Like, if it was a real person, but that was like cooler, you know what I'm saying? That would be Verdell.
Beloved.
Yeah. Man. I'm sure that film is going to be a lot of tears. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's so hard to say goodbye funeral. Even though we've made it to, you know what I'm saying, you know, our 50s.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But still, if you're from that era, you know. You know?
Right.
He wasn't like no.
Yeah, that's the sad thing.
Like, when we was growing up, he was just a ball player. He wasn't like no drug dealer or nothing. He was just famous for being him. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, you know what I mean? They was all famous for being themselves. You know what I mean? And they could play ball and run you off the court.
Yeah, it's always hard when somebody is killed. But even like when you get that far along in your life, you kind of feel as though, you know what I mean? You think that you made it out of a window,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Especially if you're not in the streets and no shit like that. Like, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, I feel like you should be able to just age gracefully, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Peacefully. And yes, damn. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that, man. Nah, salute to that man. Nah, no.
Salute.
Yeah.
Salute. You know. Mine is 305 shit, you know.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Speaking of that, I mean, not speaking of that at all. No. But have you been paying attention to any of this Travis Scott shit?
Yeah, yeah.
The Astroworld
shit? Yeah, I've seen it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Crazy.
Yeah. It's a damn shame. Sad, you know, condolences to the, you know, obviously to the people that were, you know,
mm-hmm.
killed, you know what I mean, in the midst of that. You know, it's just wild to see some of that, you know, like, reportage from some of the, like, the kids. I didn't go too deep into the, like, the rabbit hole, but, like, some of the little accounts that I've seen, like, a lot of little firsthand accounts,
mm-hmm.
some of the videos that I've seen, like, that shit just seems so, so wild, so chaotic, mm-hmm. you know, like, and not to really talk too much about that particular situation, but it just made me reflect on, you know, times that I've been. It's never been to the degree of what hip-hop has kind of turned into now. There's actually an interesting episode of Popcast where they're talking about, you know, the turn from where, like, hip-hop fully kind of embraced, like, mosh,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, the moshing and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whereas back in the day, maybe, like, Onyx Slam, or even back in the day, you know, cats might start throwing bows and shit like that, but it was never anything that was a, it was more like some old outlier type shit. It wasn't, like, the thing, it wasn't the vibe of the party. People right. ain't come there to do that. Right. But I do remember being at, like, show, especially when I was young, going to a lot of shows, you know, be this desire to kind of be towards the front, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So you could really see the show. This back, even back in the days when I used to, like, photograph shows and shit like that, you know, like, or you get to a show early enough to where, like, you know, during the opening acts, you kind of make your way towards the front. So by the time the headliner come,
mm-hmm.
you right there. But by that time, the crowd has gotten, you know, enormous, and it would be, you know, there'd be the little pushback or whatever. And there have been a few moments where you feel like, oh, this shit kind of out of control a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't the, like, it might have been out of control just because it was just too many motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't, like, amped, like, all right, now let's take this to a frenzy. You right. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, when you watch, like, the, I was telling you about watching that, like, that Woodstock documentary from the 90s, and you see when Limp Bizkit came on, they were like, we want y'all to break shit and fuck shit up, and then motherfuckers start tearing shit up,
mm-hmm.
and you know what I mean? Like, that, if that becomes the call,
right.
then it's even more,
right.
you know what I mean? But, like, just in the moments, like, there's certain venues to this day, and obviously I'm older now, so a lot of this shit I'm definitely on the wing for, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? But that's why I don't rock with Terminal 5. I've talked about that. Like, certain venues, I always think about, I look around where the exits are, you know what I'm saying? Like, just dead ass, you know yeah, what I'm saying? Man. Like, I, you know, it, yeah, it's just, you know, it's unfortunate because it's almost like, and they made this analogy so true, it's almost like being in the middle of the ocean.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, with that shit, you when you not moving yourself, but you moving,
mm-hmm.
you like, oh, shit, this is crazy. And, you know, more often than not, it was always a situation where you could kind of shove off a little bit. You know what I mean? It would be at least a little bit of an understanding. Like, all right, y'all, check it easy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't, you know, but
when you see, the thing about it, the difference is hip-hop has scaled a lot larger now, you know what I'm saying? So,
right,
being in the club, you know what I'm saying? It ain't a small venue, ain't a 2,500 venue, or, you know, things of that nature. You got thousands and thousands of people out there, you know,
and
that's a different push off when the, you know, momentum is coming from thousands of people. So,
right,
you know what I mean? It's, you know, the rock shows and things of that nature have all, you know, they've been, like you said, inciting that type of, you know, energy. Like, yeah, let's tear this motherfucker up. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
The more rowdy, the better. You know what I mean? But, and nobody plans for, you know, a tragedy to happen. But then sometimes it do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And and that's where you at. You're like, oh, fuck. You know what I'm saying? I ain't know they was going to tear this motherfucker up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right,
but you said tear this motherfucker up. I mean, in theory. You
clearly said that.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, I mean, right, in theory, right, 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 right.
For real.
Exactly.
What's wrong with y'all?
Exactly. Right, it was a concept.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So, you know, so, you know, it's just that as this thing gets bigger and these concerts, these festivals, they grow larger, then it becomes a different kind of situation. But the trickle out theory, you know what I'm saying, becomes even more real. And now, you know, what that looks like for the smaller promoter that's trying to do, you know, a different kind of show, you know what I mean? With artists that's not tearing shit up, how's that gonna affect the business side? How's that gonna affect, you know, moving forward? How's that gonna affect how people are gonna be able to partake in these shows? Are they gonna change anything? Are they gonna, you know, continue to section off shows with the barricades, or, you know, are we just gonna move on past it and keep going? You know, is.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm curious.
Yeah, it's a thing, like, because, you know, you would think that, hey, maybe we changed this somehow, but then you have people fighting on the other side. Well, this is what we came to see. You know, this doesn't happen all the time. That was more of a anomaly than the standard. But, you know, hopefully it won't happen again. So it's like, how is Live Nation going to play it? Because they the corporation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They the corporation. This is their business. I'm sure this is not the first time they've seen this, and I'm sure it won't be the last time. How do they play this? You know what I mean? Or is it just like big corporate? Like, shit, all right, let's pay out the settlements and just keep this show going.
Yeah. I think I'm curious to see how it's going to affect, to your point, how I think more so than anything – not to reduce it, but like right now it's in the papers, so it's a super, you know, it's a tragedy first off, but then PR wise it's definitely a bad look. But I think things will be done behind the scenes to kind of, you know, quote unquote, make things right on a certain level. I'm curious how it's going to affect particularly like Travis's brand of music, right? You know, I was listening to that that podcast, and you know, his whole thing is the rage. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of one of things he's like, yo, let's go, you know, let's go crazy. Even, you know, but to your point, the concept of go crazy. Let's not be reckless. Right. Let's not kill each other, but like let's turn up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just for sake of different semantics. Like let's get loose, let's have a good time, but obviously should be implied, let's be mindful about each other. You know what I mean? I'm curious how this shit's gonna affect him. You know what I mean? Like the music that he make moving forward, or you know what I'm saying, that type of shit. But just thinking about, like, just, you know, back to saying the scale of it all, that's just got to be something, you know, that is got to be, so crazy, frightening feeling to, like, because they said it wasn't really as a result of, like, moshing. It was like, they call it a crowd surge. So it's just so many people. You know what I mean? And then, like, just to be taken under, like, if you pass out or whatever, you taken under, you going down, and maybe, you know, you trying to get somebody's attention, but the shit is too loud between the crowd, between the music. Like, That shit is like drowning in, it's drowning amongst people. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you know, God. Yeah, man. You know, my condolences go out to everybody that, you know, that were affected, you know, lost lives, people that were hurt. You know, that's the last thing you want, you know, to have to deal with when you're thinking about just going to enjoy a show. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, but damn. But yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see if and how this affects the business and the music, if at all. You know, something to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
But let me think. I'm trying to get back into a little less. We could cut this part right here if you want to. Because now, hold on, I got to get my transition. Got to be like, a little
like
bit.
Cough like shit. You put me in the game, coach.
Yeah, let me say a little something. You got the Tourette's cough.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? That become your ad lib. They be like, yo, I love your ad lib. Yeah, that really wasn't an ad lib, but yeah, shit. Young COVID. yeah. What we talk about? What you got? You got anything? You gonna... We can get right back into it.
Yeah.
No fucking BMF this week. I was quite sick about. I mean, you know, I would be cooler with it if they could give us a heads up.
Right.
That there's no BMF.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what's that all about?
You know, it wasn't on the schedule for next week. You could have gave a heads up, said, listen, you know, live your life. Sunday, we won't be there. We'll be back the next Sunday. Maybe. We don't even know. This shit is selling. Man. This is real. Deadbeat energy.
The crazy shit was? I went, Saturday night, you know what I'm saying? Trying to distract myself from the cough.
Uh-huh.
You know, comes, you know, uh-huh. Then you got the pushback, the fall back. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, damn, it's the fall back, so it might not come on right at 12. So
right.
Once I jumped up in the morning and got my test, I came back like, okay, back to life. Let me see what this BMF talking about. Nothing. I'm like, wait a minute. Okay. Goddamn shit. Was something wrong? Okay.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I go on about my life. And and later in the day, I get a text from the goddamn TV. You know what I'm saying? Talking about, you know, new episode of BMF on Stars. I'm like, oh, okay. I must have missed it. Let me go back, check in. You know what I'm saying? Went back, check in. It's the same ass shit. Like, man, it's so... I was hot. They must not have told the text people either.
Right. The TV ain't even... The TV's out the loop TV.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know how you get the little update from Apple?
Like, yeah, little notifications. Yeah,
there's a new episode of Insecure on HBO Max.
Right. You know,
they sent one from Stars. And it wasn't new.
Now you fucking with me.
Right.
I don't like that. Yeah, make you send a text back. What the fuck? No reply. Just like, yeah, exactly. Oh, shit. Yeah. That's crazy, man.
I watched the Insecure, though.
Yeah, I watched the Insecure. I guess we should chop it up. Have you been watching Succession, too, or no?
I didn't catch this week. But I have been watching. I didn't catch this week, so I'm not caught up. But I have been watching it. It's a little different this year than it has been. Yeah. But, you know, I've been watching.
In what way? What you mean?
Because it's all about this battle. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like no other storyline. It's just, you know what I mean?
Right. See,
in previous seasons, it was, you know, you had everybody's little story. Everybody had their little thing going on. Roman was doing his thing. Shiv was doing her. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Kendall was being Kendall. And then the Pops had his thing. He had you know what I'm saying? His wife was in the picture. You know what I mean? It was, everybody had a life. Now everybody's just in the war room. And it's like, man, it's just, all right now. Y'all don't have to get to something. You know, the beauty of it was seeing the whole lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Not just watching them fight. It's like, oh, damn, they fighting on a beautiful yacht. in an exotic location.
Right, right, right. Well, they still fighting on location. Their fights definitely don't be domestic.
You know?
But, yeah, it is a little bit. Yeah, I think about that. It is definitely Kendall versus Logan and everybody else just on the peripheral.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They got their little, you know, relation to it. But it is, you know, it's not too much. There's some moments that are funny. Like, I think this season, Greg has been getting off a little bit. Like, really, like, you know how they lean into certain characters when they find out certain characters kind of pop with the audience?
Mm-hmm.
I think they go in heavy Greg and a good amount of Jerry, too, who are two characters that I enjoy, but they, like, they getting a little bit more playing time. Like, Greg, mm-hmm. this past episode, you got to check it out, but this past episode, he had a real funny scene. Mm-hmm. But this past episode was pretty good, you know what I mean? Like, it's obviously still more of the same, but I thought it was done well. It was what they were going through from somebody else's perspective. Oh, okay. To kind of see how it's impacting the business. Right, you know what I mean? Right, so, yeah, it was cool. But, yeah, what you been thinking about this Insecure situation? Were we in third week?
This is third week. It was a very grown-ass episode.
Yeah, a lot of emotion in this serious one. A lot of drama.
Issa Rae wasn't even in this one.
Nah. Right, right. Damn, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, she really was not. Yeah.
Molly. Molly. Issa or Molly wasn't in this one. This was for the emotional actors. This was for the actors with the range.
Right. The clinic.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I know it's your show. And hey, now, listen.
Right.
We gonna bring this one out, okay?
Right. Fall back. Yeah.
You know, it's a trip that is scripted. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because, mm-hmm. It goes one way or the other because it's a script. You know, it's not as, mm-hmm. not as dynamic as real life. But, you know what I'm saying, they hit on certain points that do come up in real life, especially, you know, and when that baby come, you know? And, you know, you can see how, you know, nigga loses cool fucking around with that kind of shit. Cause you don't really, especially you don't have no experience with it. You know what I'm saying? Even growing up, like Lawrence, he not from no, you know, baby mama, baby daddy situation. You know what I'm saying? He from a bougie, upright family, you know? So he's seeing things one way. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, obviously, it wasn't like, might not have been like that for her. It seemed like, you know what I'm saying, it was just her mom. They didn't show her, it wasn't no dad on her. Dad didn't come to the, when they, right. You know what I mean? So I guess they're alluding to her situation ain't like that. You know what I mean? She got three women in her life and that's what it is. They talking their shit. You know what I mean? And then, but they also run the familiar trope of, you know, the man not understanding at all. You know what I mean? He only looking at it from his point of view. And you can't say you're tired. This lady done pushed the whole baby out of body. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's like the standard trope of a man. Like that like you don't understand and shit. Like that's what they think before you even get a chance to even be like, I understand. You know what I'm saying?
You can't hold understand. A baby.
You ain't push no baby out your body. Right. Nah. But I know that shit must have took a lot of work. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't imagine. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Respect due.
No doubt. You know what I mean? Enough respect.
All due respect. You know what I mean? Yeah, I see you and I cheer you on. But, you know, biologically, I can't all the way, you know, relate. But again, I'm here. I want to show up. I at least want to hold the baby. Like where he walked into that fucking... That damn recovery room or the room, it was icy as shit. You said three women? Who's it?
Well, yeah, it was her, her mom, and her sister.
Okay. You counting her. Yeah. Nah. And that was dope. Kiki Palmer and Layla Rashawn. You know, I always appreciate the casting on the show.
Right.
You know, it's funny because Kiki Palmer got casted on the show because she tweeted Issa Rae on some, yo, Issa Rae cast me in the show so I could fuck Condola up. You know what I mean? Just on some, I don't fuck with her type shit.
And then, now she, you know, her sister.
Now she her sister, holding her down. But, yeah. But,
why don't you direct that energy into the real enemy? the daddy.
Right, right. No, no, yo, but you want to, you? I seen a meme. This is hilarious. I seen a meme that was funny to me where they were like, you know, they got the meme has a split screen. And it's like the villain that they want you to believe, but the true villain. And then the villain that they want you to believe is a photo of Lawrence. But then it says the true villain, and it just showed a baby looking up. Like, I was like, that shit is horrible. Oh, man, that shit was funny as shit.
Yeah, but, you know, shit be crazy, though. You know what I'm saying? I've been through a lot of those bullet points that they went through. You know what I'm saying? Not in the same way. My response wasn't the same. You know, but Lawrence is always in his feelings anyway about all kind of shit, you know? So, but that's your whole shit about, you know, they ain't gonna trust you with the baby. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been through right. that, you know what I mean? Where it's like, you know, yeah, my cousin gonna come and fly the baby right. down. I'm like, your cousin? Who the fuck is your cousin? You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. I wish.
We went half on this.
Right, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. What you mean? Oh, my God. But, you know what I'm saying? That all of that stuff is a trip because the thing about what, at least when the way I looked at shit was, when you going and see he missed what happens, this is what happens when you miss like going through it with the pregnancy part. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because you ain't there during the pregnancy part, you don't really get the first lesson that you're supposed to learn, at least in my theory.
Like, the first lesson.
When you going through that 9 month shit, 10 months, whatever it is, what's happened, that metamorphosis, that change, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? That, you know, the change in hormones, the change in attitude. You're basically dealing with a whole new person. It's not the same person that you were just dating. You know what I mean? Or it's a whole new person that's developing, not just inside, but in the person that you were with. And so mm-hmm. then, you know, you're going through the changes in what you learned over, like, say, 8 months in. You're like, God damn, that's a lot of motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, hoops to be jumping through around here just to keep things copacetic.
Right.
But then one day I just sat back and thought about it. I was like, this is probably what you must need to get your patience together. Because once the baby comes, you're going to need a lot of patience. You know what I'm saying? So you going through all that, you be exercising your patience, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what I'm saying? You can't have thin patience when the baby hollering at 4 o'clock in the morning. You got to be right. up and out at 7. You know what I'm saying? And the baby don't care nothing about what you got to do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You got to have patience, man. You know what I'm saying? To be able to grab that baby if you got to and move it on out the way and calm and soothe it till it get back to sleep.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so once you start to understand, like, okay, boom, I'm probably going to need this patience. Then when the baby come and they like, I don't trust you with the baby, and then you can show them some of your patience. You know what I'm saying? You show off your patience. Like, nah, let me just hold, you know what I'm saying? Let me see, you got to have that vibe, you know what I mean? And get that baby right on to sleep, you know? And,
right.
you know, whatever you do ain't going to, you know, it ain't going to never be any match to, you know what I'm saying, she had the baby and you know what I'm saying, she breastfeed right. the baby and the baby depends on her for life. You can't match right. that in no way. And then you got to learn how to fall the fuck back and understand that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, you got that. You know what I mean?
You're not the starter. You're not the starter. You off the bench.
You coming off the bench. You the sixth man. Like, okay, all right. You, right. you mm-hmm. put me in the game, coach. You know what I'm saying?
Not yet. Not yet.
Yeah. Right. And then you be like, you can't be like, man, fuck this shit. Then I'm just going to do my own shit. Then blah, 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 blah. You don't need me around here no way. Then you playing yourself. You just got to sit your ass at the practice. End of the bench. Yeah, you got to sit your ass at the end of that bench. Do your exercise and work out. And be ready for when it's time to get in the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes sense, though. I mean, that definitely seems like everything is deliberate in the way, like, when you give it some thought to think about that, like, during that metamorphosis, it is time for you to kind of develop a patience and a position of service. You right. know what I'm saying? Like, right. kind of learn your role. This is an orientation period. So right. when the job
comes, you gonna be ready for it. At least you read the book.
Right, you read the book.
I got a couple questions, but go ahead. You got something else?
No, I was just saying, a lot of people don't make it through the 9 months. A lot of people break up, you know what I'm saying, in that era. Because, again, that person is changing. And if you can't really wrap your mind around that, then you're not going to make it.
Right. I've heard that a lot. Even with couples that split up, right? Mm-hmm. Even if they're co-parenting, I've heard that the regret is, you know, even if we're not together and we broke up in the midst of the pregnancy, even if we were broken up, I kind of wish that I was there for that. Not even in the capacity of relationship, but in the capacity of support. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like to because now this disconnect, you know, it might not be insurmountable, but there is definitely a disconnect that kind of has to be dealt mm-hmm. with, or at least a wound that needs to be healed that kind of almost could have been eliminated mm-hmm. had the presence been there.
Right.
I got two questions. Well, one, well, with your own situation, right? You've had three children.
Mm-hmm.
Was the metamorphosis consistent each time, or was it a total different metamorphosis each time?
No, after the first one. See, the first one is the big shocker. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, all you know is you and that person. That's all your whole, mm-hmm. y'all whole situation is centered around that. What you doing tonight? Nothing. What you doing? Nothing. I'm being with you. Okay. And then you hang out. You know what I'm saying? Now, the baby come, and then it don't matter what the fuck you got. You know what I'm saying? You all out of importance right now. You know what I'm saying? You gonna sit on the bench. So that's a whole new position to have to take. Like, damn, I'm on the bench. Like, I'm a starter. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I could go to another team and be a star. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so you sitting over there with that. And then but once you get past that first time, then you know, okay, you know the routine. All right, boom. Oh, this is what we doing. Whew. All right, let me jump back into, you know, what it is. And then it's not so much that the person changes much the next time. It's just life mm-hmm. changes the next time because you going through it. You already got one. Now you got one coming. You're like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Now it's two. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now it's a divide and, you know what I'm saying? It's like a, you know, you playing man to man. Okay, I got a man, you know what I'm saying? At least I ain't on the bench because I got a man, you know what I'm saying? Let me stick my assignment. So mm-hmm. while the new one over there, you with the other one, you know, it's doing what needed to happen, right?
Right.
And then you get the third one, nigga. You know, you're outgunned, you're outmatched.
Playing zone.
You playing zone. Woo! And you just trying to keep shit in order.
Right.
Hopefully the oldest is old enough to be pouring his own cereal and shit, cause woo.
Yeah.
Somebody gotta pull up some slack.
Yeah, we need help here. We need help. Yeah, please. this is the other question I had, and this ain't really for you. This is just an observation / question, because I'm looking at it on a different level. And obviously these are actors and it's more than one baby, but in that kitchen argument scene,
mm-hmm.
I was like, damn, you know, like, obviously this happens in real life, but this baby's an actor. I was so concerned about the baby, like, when they were blacking on each other, she got mm-hmm. the baby. Like, that's a real baby. You know what I mean? You yelling like that, shit like that, is it startling the baby? Like, I'm curious what they did on set to kind of, you know what I mean?
That quell might not the baby, have been the baby, though, in that part. When you don't see the face, it might not have been the baby.
Think it might have been a fake baby.
Yeah, it's just been a prop until they got a close up of the baby face.
Okay, yeah, because I was finding myself saying, "Damn, not in the baby ear like that." You know what I mean?
You concerned? Like, wait a minute,
right. That ain't even my kid. Yeah, I was a little like disturbed. Like, oh shit, they really going for even the baby's method. You know what I mean? But. Oh shit! Yeah, nah, that was a hell of a scene, man.
Yeah, they took off the gloves there. You know what I'm saying? But it was kind of like, you know, they both nobody had no understanding. And again, like, you know, he did, he didn't, he wasn't there for the, he wasn't in the gym, you know what I'm saying? He showed up game time, you know, so that's one thing. He, you know, she really ain't got no sympathy for this whole situation because of that right. whole thing. She's holding that shit against him. You know what I'm saying?
And he got a bit of resentment, too, because he didn't want the baby.
Right.
Remember?
Right. You know, so now, how you going to play like you want to be daddy when you wouldn't want to be daddy?
Right. Right. Which is a no-win situation.
It is.
You know what I mean? You know. Because
you're going to have to be daddy now.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, cats will say, you know what I'm saying, she forced this thing on me. Yeah. It's hey, man, you're doing the grown folk, baby. Grown folk right. things happen, man.
Right, yeah. Accept the assignment. Outside of this episode, what you thinking about the season so far?
It's different. I think it's a bit more mumblecore than previous seasons. You know what I'm saying? They getting in all the words, you know what I mean? I think it's a lot of discourse in these shows, you know what I'm saying? They hitting their assignments. I think everybody's is going in the direction that they want to grow. I think it's more of like a setup for, you know, the next move for at least Issa. You know what I mean? I think it's just not, how would I say this without sounding crazy? It's not.
Go for it.
No, I'm like, just go for it. That's the famous last words. Go for it. These motherfuckers. Like, next thing you know, running to Issa at the Oscar party. What was that shit you said on your little podcast?
You a listener? But anyway,
damn,
go ahead.
Who told you?
Right, go ahead.
Nah, but hey, I think it's more of a setup for whatever's next. It doesn't feel got present. It doesn't feel like we're doing this in the present. It doesn't feel like we're making this show for right now, how it used to feel. You know what I'm saying? It feels like we're doing this show because we got to fulfill this season and we got next shit coming. And this how that shit finna look on the next shit, baby. We going big time. We fly. You know what I'm saying? I think while I like what they're doing with the wardrobe and all of that. I like how she's putting it together. I just don't like it on this show. You know what I'm saying?
So like it abandons the aesthetic of what it was.
Yeah, like Issa is still a superintendent, but she's super fly and you know what I'm saying? She has never been really, you know what I'm saying, very sharp with her dress. Right. But now, all of a sudden, she's like super sharp in her dress. It's like, well, damn, she's still down there driving Lyft. But okay, I get it. You know what I'm saying? But it just made a leap in a direction that doesn't feel like the character of the present of the characters of the show, even though, you know, this is their show and they're making it that way. But it just, you know what I'm saying? It just don't feel like they're doing it for the same reasons we're watching.
Wow. Man, that's a hell of a insight on that. I didn't even peep that. I don't think she'd be mad. Because if that shit is on point, I think she got to give you a pound. Yeah, you saw that? You saw that? Because I ain't catch me with that. Now that you say it, it makes me look at it a lot differently. I was a little unclear on if Issa is popping or not. Like I kind of was under the impression that she's not a superintendent anymore and her business may not be booming, but it's thriving. You know what I mean? I thought that she was doing that full time.
She's on get the way. Nah, I think in one of the lines, you know, it's a lot of lines in this show. You got to be listening. You know what I'm saying? She said something about going back to work, back to the apartment. You know what I'm saying? Like she said something to the effect, I'm still cleaning people's something, moving people's or doing something with department stuff. You know what I mean? So, in one of the episodes. So, you know, I'm like, okay, she's still a little super. All right.
Yeah,
so. It was homecoming. I guess they was dressed up. But it's just like the clothes are just like bold face, like, ha ha, we fly.
Right.
When they used money. When it used to kind of just be. You know what I'm saying? It's just be there. Like, it didn't take over the narrative of the shot. Now, with Tiffany's character, you expect shit like that almost. But, like, with the AK outfit, it was just like, bah, bah! You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Bold face. I'm an AKA with the Gucci, and I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm upscale. And that show never really had that character to it, you know? It was more subtle on wardrobe, and I think it was a conscious decision to go more bold with wardrobe this year, which I'm not mad at. It's just with Issa's character in particular, it takes away the charm of that character. But again, like I said, I don't think they're making this season for the charm of the character. They're making this season for where Issa is going next. That's how it feels.
That's an interesting. I didn't even think about it. I know on one of the episodes, you know how they do the wind down.
Mm-hmm.
They had Shiona, you know, that's the mm-hmm. you know, Shiona. They had her, and she kind of spoke to, you know, the fact that. I guess they were being intentional about certain things, like with Molly in particular. They mm-hmm. were like, yo, they letting Molly kind of dress elevated because, you know, she's a lawyer. She's been able to kind of, you know, like nothing's really out of reach for her financially. She's there. And mm-hmm. I think she even said, I never really seen that on TV before, where a black woman of means can kind of showcase that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Where... You know what I'm saying? But that's Molly. Right. That's not Issa, whatever. Right. But and then also having, they did a full on, I think it's Pierre Moss fashion show, like a real deal fashion show in the midst, like kind of Trojan horse into the show or whatever. That's interesting to see. And it, you know, it is a, I'm thinking about it. It's kind of interesting.
Now, they are flexing the black designers, and I'm not mad. Just like like with Lawrence's Fear God joint, right? It wasn't. Right. It was like you're typical. It was there. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't. Aha! It was just there. It wasn't like, oh shit, this nigga got on an outfit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Nah. Now that you pointed out, because it was moments where, like, even with the Lord's Fear God sweatshirt, I was like, damn, that's a $600 sweatshirt.
Well, he getting it now.
He doing his thing. He flying in and out. He getting money. He's like, I kind of like back to the thing. I again, and maybe it's more about show than tell. I didn't catch the line about Issa going to, you know, still kind of doing double duty. Mm-hmm. I kind of looked at this as the elevated years, and I guess, you know what I mean? To your point, maybe it is to set off what's next. And shout out to Aida Osman. She's a comedian. She's actually on that next show, Rap Shit, that Issa's coming out with about the female rappers in Miami. She's one of the leads. So that, I'm curious to see how that shit's going to turn out.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be. I do feel like, and I don't know where she said this. She might have said it in I think she said it on an interview somewhere. But, you know, like the fact of the matter is, a lot of people that she employed, another reason that she went so hard for, you know, the crew and the writers and everything was, you know, like if you're black in that business, oftentimes the way that they keep you out is that you don't have any, you know, experience. So she mm-hmm. was like, worst comes to worst, you guys have experience, right? So maybe now it's like, let me all the way flex out. If this going to be the last one, this the swan song, let me let my fashion, you know what I'm saying, designer, you know what I mean, let them get that off. Let this person get this off, you know what I mean?
And that's what I'm saying. It's like.
It's not present.
This not for present. This is like, you know what I'm saying, let me put on, you know what I mean?
Right.
And you know, Issa has elevated, right? She's not, you know what I'm saying, the Issa D from...
Not the awkward black girl.
From the awkward black girl. You know what I'm saying? So she has moved into a whole another direction as far as what she's doing with her own personal style, what she's doing in her career, the types of roles that she's taking up now. You know what I'm saying? So she's stretching out, and she's making new moves, and I'm sure she sees herself differently than the beloved character that we're, you know what I'm saying, attached to, you know? So I think it may be a conscious effort to say, you know what, don't bank on me being that no more. So I'm going to show you a whole different kind of look. I'm going to show you this glamour that I've been getting on, you know, ever since my ascension. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to show you this Vogue. I'm going to show you this, you know, this Oscars look. I'm going to show you all that because... Right. Because I'm elevating myself, and I understand that I bust some elevated moves with damn self, but right. You know, if we're talking about the show, that's what I'm saying. Is
nah, I get it. I get it. It's bled into it. Yeah, that's interesting. I do like that. You know, you're saying there's a lot of lines in this joint. It's interesting. Like, good to see Kelly. You know, they giving Kelly, I guess to a certain degree now, I'm looking at it, it is the swan song season. So everybody getting their, you know, they're going to get their looks. You know what I'm saying? So Kelly getting a lot more looks because she's a fan favorite. I think who's been funny for a while but is getting more looks, and it kind of reminds me, Issa's assistant, I forget her name. I'm going to have to look up her name, her actor, the name of her real name and her character name. She funny as hell. She's always been like weird, quirky, funny. Like she got some funny little lines, but she was like, yeah, my roommates was fucking too loud. You know, my roommates is my moms and my pops. That shit, little shit like that is funny. Then it's like the little sight gags. I think it was the second episode where they go to Stanford, and when it opens up, you see the violinist getting popping off and then doing like dancing and playing the flute, right, dancing right, and doing right, it. Right, that right, shit was just some silly shit to see. You know, it's good, man. It's one of those shows that, yeah, it's going to be tough to see it go. It has kind of created its own space. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to see, you know, what rap shit does. But, it is, and I hate to keep saying culture. I'm tired of that shit, but it is something that matters in the community. It's right. been established. It's going to leave a void. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so, you know, and I guess it's also the fact that we all know this is the last season. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which is obviously better than the shit just getting canceled and it's like what it is, but like, we know this is the last hurrah, so there's also that relationship with it. You know what I mean? Like, right. You know, this is it. You know,
and that's, I mean, come on, man. Like, that's all you can ask of a creator. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not often somebody put down something that's gonna make a stamp in the culture of this era. You know what I mean? It's like that started something. You know what I'm saying? It is something. It's a thing. It opened up a new audience for, you know what I'm saying, a certain kind of content. So, you know, it can't be mad. You know what I'm saying? She done gave a whole bunch of people jobs, created a whole lot of lanes with the music stuff and the radio company. And, you know what I'm saying? She really, you know, stood up for the audience that she created, and you can't even be mad about that at all. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you're watching the last episode of a show, the last season of a show that, you know what I'm saying, that you've been used to living with. And, you know, and the last season always catches a lot of criticism. You know what I mean? You know, the best of them. Shit. If Game of Thrones couldn't get it right, what the fuck y'all want? You know what I'm saying? Shit, let me shine out. Let me put these designers on. Let me put on my clothes and do my thing the way I'm going to be doing it when y'all see me again. So, with that said, you know, I know she got the rap shit coming, but I'm interested to see where she goes as a as an actor, actress, and in front of the camera. Like, you know what I mean? Because we've gotten used to her being a character that we can relate to. So I'm very curious to see where she takes it next. You know what I'm saying? Where she takes her skills, you know what I'm saying? How she grows, and if or if not she keeps any of the current texture of her artistry.
Right. So I've yet to watch The Photograph. I still haven't seen that. So I haven't really seen her outside of beyond maybe that Moonlight video. I've never seen her outside of her own creations. I gotta watch that. Watch The Photograph or whatever. I heard mixed reviews on it, so I kind of been reluctant to check it out. But yeah, to your point, I'm curious to see how she'll move. You know, it kind of looks like I kind of look at her in the way like I look at Tina Fey on a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I haven't seen Tina Fey since 30 Rock, but obviously she's behind the scenes on a lot of different things. That I could think of, I might be overlooking some. She wasn't a girl, like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I'm just trying to think. So I'm curious because it's going to be, especially since the character's name was Issa. Mm-hmm. It's going to be. I would love to see the departure. Oh, I did. Oh, you know, I'm bugging. I think I did see the. I seen the. What was it The Breakup or not The Breakup? But the movie with her, Kumail mm-hmm. Nanjiani. Mm-hmm. They had that one movie. It was whatever. But it still felt like Issa Rae. You know what I mean? It's going to be tough. Like, maybe she might have to do some dramatic shit. You know what I'm saying? Or I don't know. It's going to be kind of, yeah, I'm curious to see how that all goes for all of them. But particularly for Issa Rae, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what's going to be the next page. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she even pop up in rap shit. I'm sure she might. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if she did. And if so, that maybe that's the transition vehicle to where you could play something that's so left of what people expect. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Maybe.
But we'll see.
We will see. We gonna see. Anyway. hopefully BMF will be back next week. And then I guess after shit, the week after that, old Power. Power coming back. This motherfucker, boy. Yeah. You got anything else you want to talk about, or does it feel like we can move on out of here?
I'm feeling froggy.
Feeling froggy? Ready? Yo, I got to wait. I got a question real quick. I hate to kill a leap. Hold on. But this is interesting. What do you think about, because I was looking at these, you know what? Nah, let's cut it at froggy.
What you talking about? Go ahead and talk about it.
It ain't even nothing crazy. I had this, I'm looking at some whiskey glasses, right? I was looking at some whiskey glasses, a few different whiskey glasses. And I saw one that was a dope design, and I saw one that was like more of a traditional whiskey glass.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to myself, because, you know, you could buy individual, you could buy a pair, you could buy a set of four, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, I might just buy one of the one that's weird and then one of the one that's traditional, just have a mix match set. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and then it made me think, what the fuck, what's up with sets anyway? You know what I mean? Like, is sets. You know what I mean? Like just the idea that there needs to be a set of two. Obviously, it could come from, you know, you got somebody, you know what I mean? You got somebody else that you're sharing with, but why does it need to be identical, right? Mm-hmm. And then I was just like, outside of sneakers, and it was just thinking about, I see people wearing two different sneakers. I don't know if I would go that far, but you know, like, it goes back to what I was talking about earlier about sticking to a recipe, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to unlearn and liberate yourself, right? Because I was like, the fuck, man? At this point, it's me at the crib, you know what I'm saying? And, like, You know what I mean? Like, and even if I was to have somebody through, whiskey glasses, and we both, the whiskey glasses don't gotta match. That's some shit that we've, you know what I mean? That you just follow just mm-hmm. to be following. You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, I don't know if I want two of the weird whiskey glasses, and I don't know if I want two of the traditional looking ass whiskey glasses. I'd rather, you know what I mean? I might be in the mood for that, might be in the mood for that. I'll just take boom, boom. I don't want to have a bunch of glasses just to be following some precedent that I ain't really have no participate in. You know, I ain't really set that precedent. That's just some shit that I'm just following. But anyway, long story, not even long story short, but it kind of made me think about, where did that come from? Not even where did that come from, because the origin is, you know, that I don't even care about the origin of where it came from. But, like, it's bugged out. Like, I'm going to go ahead and just do the one-and-one just because mm-hmm. I feel like doing the one-and-one. You know what I mean? But right. it just made me start looking at all of this shit. Like, man, I don't need to, you know what I mean? Like, you start looking like, fuck that.
You don't have to match it up. You don't have to matchy match. You know what I'm saying? It's right. all a matter of style. You know what I'm saying? You got people who do the very eclectic style, and none of their shit match. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it might just have the same type of vibe. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Might be the same size. Might be, you know what I mean? Or, you know, so it don't have to match up. It just has to match your style and your taste preferences. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, it's consistent, just a vibe, just something, you know what I mean, yeah. Yeah, there's a through line there, but it don't have to be so traditionally in line with whatever's, you know, yeah. So it's just some shit. I was literally having this type of thought to myself, and I was like, man, let me bring this shit up on the pod. It, you know, we could have jumped, like I said.
Nah, it's cool because, you know, I bought some sets, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But for real, shit, out of all of the, like, you know what I mean? I'm only using one of the glasses out of each of the ones right. I bought. Well, actually, two of them. I haven't even broke the box on a couple of them yet. It's just I pulled out one of the smaller, mm-hmm. like, you know, whiskey type of glass, and I pulled out one of, like, the high boy, you know? I just right. like to, you know what I mean, feel like I'm drinking out of great glass. I don't want to have to save my great glass till I got a right. special occasion or somebody over. I want to drink out my glass when I want to drink out my glass. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
Now,
exactly.
I don't want to put all the glasses out for it to be dishes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
It, you know, your good glasses be getting broke in the sink because, you know, everybody mm-hmm. think it's regular. But, yeah. you know, at the end of the day, you know, you only got one mouth to drink out of. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Shit, you give yourself the one you want, and you give your guests the one that they get.
Exactly. That's funny as shit. The one that they get. Oh, shit. Dealer's choice.
Yeah, oh, like, you man, know, but, yeah. you know, you got taste, so you're going to give them what you want.
Some
to give
fly
them.
Shit.
Like
yeah,
good,
it's cool.
Good, some fly shit. But, you know. Ain't no, I don't think they're gonna be like, well, my glass mismatch. What's going on?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's going on? How come my shit don't look like your shit? Because it don't. That's how they came. Yeah. I get these identical twins. Fraternal.
Right.
yeah,
no
man.
Doubt.
So there you go. It's time to jump now.
All right.
Transform and roll out. As always, you know what I mean? Always good to chop it up. Good for
sure.
Y'all. Thanks for listening. You know what I mean? We'll be back next week. And until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even the enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
Peace.
Conversation.